Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on The Grave Talks, Seeking Justice. There sits a house with a very dark history. The land where the house lies was once the shedding of a gruesome tale of human injustice, hate, and ignorance. This is a site where a freed slave set out to farm and have a life of his own, only for him and his family to be brutally murdered by local racists many years ago. It is believed that the spirit of this man haunts the home, which sits in the land where this tragedy once occurred, tormenting those who live there, seeking justice for the horrible crimes committed against him and his family. Today on The Grave Talks, we talk with the grandson of Ed and Lorraine Warren, Christopher Edward McKinnell, as we discuss this fascinating case, as he shares how he and a group of others helped this man, the spirit of this man, cross over to the other side, along with his family.
In this particular parcel of land, it was homesteaded back in the 1700s by a freed slave and his family. Before that, it had been native land. The natives haven't moved very far, as a matter of fact. They're only about a mile away. But this farmer, this freedman, had gotten up from the south, and he was trying to build his own little parcel of land. He was out looking for water one day, and the way that he was doing it was not what we would call dowsing, but it was his own version of that. And unfortunately, he must have upset some of the white settlers there. And he and his family were murdered horribly. He was hung in the barn. His daughters and his wife were all raped. And then they were all burned and left to rot on the ground. He never left. He has been burning with rage for over 200 years looking for justice. Now, we have a detailed history of this land going back to 1800, when other African Americans had moved into the region. They had also been slaves, and they also tried to live on that land, and they were also driven out. Irish family moved in 1850, 1860. They built the farmhouse that I was working with. And they had a long history of tragic deaths, violent deaths. And this actually was true of pretty much everybody on the street. You expect some tragedies over time, but the percentages were very high. It was about 30% of the people in any given family was dying a horrible death.
Wow. I want to talk about some of the ways that these deaths were occurring. And when you say they were horrible deaths, what you mean by that? But before we get to that question, the families who were being driven out, some of the other African-American families who were trying to settle on that land, and you said they were driven out. I just want to fully understand what that was. They were driven out by the white settlers in the area?
That's right.
And did any of them meet the same sort of fate that initial gentleman met, or did they fully escape? Was there any more known tragedy or murder or death on that property?
We don't know for sure. There were a number of... they had actually been slaves there as well, up north. Okay. I didn't even realize that there were slaves that far north in 1800, but there were.
Okay.
And they disappeared from history, okay, unfortunately, after they had been freed.
So
they tried to live there, and then the last... we knew that they were counted, and then they were gone.
And that's one of those things where, you know, we ask the question of what happened to them and what happened to some of the other settlers who tried to farm that land and were driven out. If you're a murderer and you're the one who is getting these people off this land, it's probably not, they're not going to go write down some documents and go, yep, killed seven people today. It's one of those things where it's just erased from history.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tragic.
And unfortunately, if you were a Black American back in the day, a lot of people didn't care.
Exactly. The view of individuals back then, of anyone who was not of the white descent, obviously very messed up the way that they viewed that. Let's talk about once you said another family had gotten onto the property, they started farming there. Was you say it was an Irish family that had settled there?
Yeah, and they stayed there for over 100 years.
As like their farmstead, their homestead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They were there from... the patriarch came over in 1850. He, I believe, actually settled on the land in 1860. And his multiple great-granddaughter wrote up the history, which I have, back in about 1975. And it's got the entire family tree and all of the different odd ways that they died. A lot of industrial accidents. The first vehicular death in the county happened there. The boy was playing at school. He was sledding down a hill and got run over by a car. A lot of people were crushed. Whether they were at a quarry, one was at a quarry, another one was working in forestry. Obviously, these are dangerous occupations, but still, it was the numbers of them.
Yeah,
that caught my eye.
The sheer percentage. When this the family looks back, was there any indication while some of these were going on, while they were accumulating all these deaths, and obviously we're talking over a large period of time, but did the family at any point in that line ever feel like, hey, is there a curse? Is there something else going on here?
There's no indication of that in the records that I have.
Okay.
That family is no longer there. The last surviving cousin, he believes that there was a curse.
Okay. Now, when we say curse, obviously that brings up a lot of thoughts and connotations of someone literally putting a spell or cursing the land. Are we talking that kind of a curse, or are we talking more so
there's an angry soul that still roams these grounds who was wronged, going back to that initial freed slave who was
murdered. Exactly what it really is.
Yeah.
In this case, I mean, you can focus all of your intention and all of your energy, and sometimes you can create a curse.
Okay.
We do the same thing with prayer.
Sure.
You know, it's about focusing your faith and your intention to get a result. But in this case, we're talking about an angry man who felt that his land had been stolen, his family had been taken from him, and he wanted justice. And he knew he wasn't going to get it from the white people there. He could not believe in them.
Sure. What's interesting is when we talk about curse, I think a lot of times we think about, you know, the living being able to put that, even if the living then become deceased shortly thereafter, knowing they're about to die, I'm going to put a curse or something of that nature. So what we're talking about here is someone who is on the other side, focusing their energy and creating a curse from that side. That's something we don't usually think about when it comes to a curse.
Well, he was actually more of and I hate to use this because it's so hyperbolic, but he was basically an energy vampire.
Okay.
He was sucking the energy out of people, and the health issues that they all suffered. Now, I am not one normally to believe in paranormal causes for health issues. Mm-hmm. I always look for the natural first. My client who had contacted us, started having unusual health issues. They started doing renovation in the house.
Okay. Let's rewind back to there. Let's rewind back to where she, you know, took possession of the property. Maybe this even goes a step prior to it. What is the first documented or at least spoken of suspicion that there might be something going on with the property or something related to the property? Does it begin with her, or does it begin with the family that was there for nearly 100 years towards the end of their stay?
The cousin claims, the surviving cousin of the family that had been there 100 years.
Okay.
He claims that the land was cursed and that his family had suffered horribly because of it.
Okay.
And that's why he won't live on the land or anywhere near it.
And is that why he got rid of the land? Was he in possession of it?
He had been, yes.
Okay. So that's why he decided to get rid of it. That must have been an interesting real estate transaction. Is it something you have to disclose? Like, by the way, this is a lovely plot of land. My family has had it for hundreds of years, but it's cursed as hell. It's on sale through Realtor.com. You know,
yeah, back in the 70s, you didn't have to disclose that. Sure. But nowadays, in a lot of states, you do.
Yeah, and that's got to be an interesting one for. That's always a good question for a real estate agent. How do you spin that one? How do you make that one sound nice and bright and shiny?
Now, my client is a empath.
Mm-hmm.
And now my rule is we don't advertise who we serve.
Sure.
And part of the reason I'm willing to talk about this particular case is because it's rather important. You see, she knew there were spirits there. She could sense them from the moment she moved into the house. But they didn't bother her, so she didn't do anything about it until she started getting ill. Then she connected the two. When she did that, she started creating attachments. I cannot say for certain that this spirit was trying to hurt her. I do know that he was trying to get a hold of her. We had multiple people who had witnessed this tall black man standing next to her. Not just his wife, her husband and her son, but also her hairdresser, one of the mediums that I had sent in, the medium that had been there previous to me, a shaman who had been there. So there were a number of people who have witnessed this spirit trying to break through and get to her. That's not unusual. When you're an empath, you're kind of like a light in the darkness.
Sure.
And you're going to draw spirits toward you. Unfortunately, she became confrontational with the spirit. Now, this guy thinks he owns the land. This is his land. And he's been wronged. And he's trying to make contact, and she's attacking him, throwing holy water at it, and smudging, and bringing in shamans and mediums and everybody else, all stirring him up and getting him very angry. So once I understood what we were dealing with, that we were dealing with this murdered man who had come over from Africa, I realized we needed to be dealing with him on his terms. Mm-hmm. So I got a hold of Afro-Brazilian priestess that I know in Portugal, and another student of Kimbanda, which is the same, an offshoot of the same religion, who's out in British Columbia. She's another medium. And I combined that with another medium that I had right on site. And we all worked together with another medium in Scotland. So we had a true international team working on this. And combined with the shaman who had been visited by the spirit, we had a good idea of what he was looking for. He wanted respect. He wanted to be remembered. He wanted his family to be remembered. So using the cultural, culturally appropriate offerings, we made a special corn cake. Several of them, actually, some of which were eaten by the living people, some of which were given to the spirit. We had a plaque made, a wood-burn plaque that we hung in the middle of this region of land that said, to those who have lost their lives unjustly here, we honor and remember you. We got two corn husk dolls because he loved corn. It must have been what he was raising. Mm-hmm. And we had them painted brown to represent his two daughters. And then we also got some flowers. And we did a ceremony. Now, this spirit had come to us, or come to one of my mediums, the one that was doing the actual preparation with an African deity. And had interceded through that deity, or that aspect of God, however you wish to term it. Mm-hmm. And the spirit had appeared to her, and he was skeptical. He said he couldn't believe that white people would do this for him. So we had to be very careful with our client to make sure that she was very focused, because she was making a lot of jokes, and she was very scattered, and she still wanted to confront it. And we had to say, look, this is about him getting what he needs, so he'll pass over. This is not going to get rid of the many other issues that are in that household, because there were a lot of other ghosts. I forgot to mention, as a matter of fact, it had also been an old folks' home.
Okay.
And the woman who owned it had been arrested because of mistreatment of the people who lived there. Well, one poor woman had been found in a cornfield after 36 hours. Just an old woman who they had lost.
Let's talk about that later in the conversation, because I'm sure there's a whole other chapter right there. Let's keep going with this part of the story for right now, though.
Sure. Okay, so we needed to keep her focused, our client. And so I had my local medium there. He was helping with the corn cakes. He was helping to keep her focused. And we managed to have the ceremony, and he passed over. Unfortunately, those other spirits were still there. And we managed to keep our client calm for a few days, maybe a week. But then she felt the need to go back to her cameras and start examining things again, which is exactly what I had recommend that she not do. You see, when you start focusing so much of your energy on these hauntings, then all you're doing is giving them recognition and feeding them energy.
When we go to the area where you said that he, the gentleman who had been murdered, was trying to make contact, and obviously had been making contact for many years and causing much distress and harm to many people who lived on that property. Was it just, do you believe, pure anger that he was expelling, or was there, did he have a goal in mind? Was he wanting to cross over? Did he, what was the purpose of him trying to make contact, at least in this case?
He had unfinished business.
Okay.
He wanted justice for his family more than anything.
Okay.
And for that to happen, his story needed to be known.
Okay.
And recognized. And that's why he was trying to make contact so desperately.
I see.
Yeah, he was upset because this had happened and nobody cared.
Yeah.
And the fact that we showed him that we did care, that we honored him, that appeased him.
And
we helped him cross over.
Yeah, and I'm sure the way you made it sound too, I'm sure it almost confused him at first too as to why, wow, suddenly people care. And that we're at a totally different place in the world and in time. Was his family there with him, or do you believe he was haunting? I know there was other spirits there, but as far as in relation to him, were they passed over?
According to him, they were there.
Okay.
Now, I didn't get any evidence of that myself, but he had made a comment that he really wanted to show his daughters lions. Because he had told them stories of lions, but they had never seen one. So I got the sense that he felt that they were with him.
Okay.
So when we lit our candle and had the other things there at the ceremony, we said, follow this light, use it to guide your way to get the home, and you can show your daughters lions there.
So with the passing over, do you believe that they then followed him into that light as a group,
yes,
as a family? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. We all got the sense, and all of us got the sense that this was very successful.
Okay.
Including the client. The client felt great about everything for about a week. You know, there's something that makes that person vulnerable.
Sure.
Many other people can live in the Amityville Horror and not be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But if the right family moves in, all hell is going to break loose. You got to have a holistic approach to any case. You can't just deal with a house cleansing and expect it to be okay. What made that family vulnerable? That has to be dealt with.
Sure. Not being in the right mind when one passes over. There's a lot of ways that could be taken. It could be taken of you're malnourished, or you could be, you know, you could be suffering from an illness or a disease of some sort. Many ways where you're not functioning, you know, where you used to be. It could also be sometimes not in the right mind of, boom, accident. You got hit by a train and you didn't see it coming. You know, something where it's all of a sudden you're just gone. Does that contribute to the likelihood of a spirit lingering in our plane more so than it would be if it's a slow death? You know it's coming. You have some sort of disease like a cancer or something, and you know, okay, today's probably my day.
Absolutely. Okay. The vast majority of ghosts are in denial that they're dead.
Okay.
There are those who stay on because of unfinished business or because they are guardians. My great-grandfather has been around my family since I was 4 years old, when he died. When I was 16, he was in the backseat of my car.
Yeah.
You know, he would show up at family functions. He's a guardian. He's there to watch over us.
Sure.
You know, but that's not the majority of spirits. You know, unfortunately, the majority of spirits that are actual spirits, mind you, are ones that are in denial and are lost. They're actually more afraid than we are.
Okay. Do you think when there is something like that, where you have a family member who is passed on, that, for example, your great grandfather who's sitting in the backseat of your car, is that something that tends to then follow generation after generation, where almost the next generation, if they pass chronologically, you know, they, oh, hey, dad, how are you doing? Okay, now it's your job to watch out over the your son or your grandson. Is that something that tends to almost be, you know, I would want to say genetic, where it does work, you know, generations, this is how the family functions on the other side? Or is it more voluntary of if you want to do it or not?
I believe it's voluntary.
Okay.
In my family, it seems to be a tradition.
Okay.
my grandfather is right there watching over my grandmother.
Okay.
My great-grandfather hasn't been around for several years. I think that's probably because my great-grandmother passed.
Sure.
But that's, yeah, our family doesn't go quietly into the night.
It's an interesting thing to understand. I mean, let me ask you this, and if this is, you know, a family story that is too personal to talk about, I totally respect that. But I'm just kind of curious, after your grandfather had passed, how long did it take, or what was the first encounter that someone had, or your grandmother had, knowing that, okay, he's on the other side now, but here he is, he's here, like his first showing up of some way, shape, or form.
I believe it was the night he died.
That wraps up part one of our interview with Christopher Edward McKinnell. Join us in part two of our interview as we discuss more about this case. Who were the spirits that attached themselves to the woman in the house? And we'll talk more with Christopher Edward McKinnell about his family and about spirits. Like, has Lorraine Warren ever had communication with her husband, Ed, after he had passed? Has Ed Warren ever assisted in paranormal investigations from the grave? How do the Warrens cleanse a home of spirits? And how do portals come into being? Are they created by the living? We'll have all that and more in part two of our interview with Ed and Lorraine Warren's grandson, Christopher Edward McKinnell. If you'd like to hear it, join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/thegravetalks to become a gravekeeper. $5 a month gets you access to the rest of this interview and access to all of our part two bonus interviews. You'll also get access to our program months before they go public. If you're a new listener and are looking for more episodes, there are many just waiting for you when you sign up to be a gravekeeper through Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. Support our show, keep us on the air, and get access to all this exclusive bonus content. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open, and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open, and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open, and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola mi gente, soy Amara la Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-trim toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.